Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved brethren, brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the memory of the God-bearing father, Ephraim the Syrian. And Ephraim the Syrian had a special gift of being able to reach the depthness of the extreme humility, of where he was able to teach so many people that gift, the gift of humility, so that they could develop a true love. And you know, of course, everybody is familiar with his prayer that is said during the Great Lent. That prayer where Господи велика живота, O Lord, God of now I cannot translate it, sorry. Well, you know the prayers that are being said in the Great Lent, and in that prayer the Lord, we approach the Lord, and we ask, and the third part of the prayer is to, for us not to see the sins of others and not to judge anybody. And of course that's the key. The key is to not to judge when you see somebody committing a sin, but to feel sorry for them and then to try to pray your heart out for them, that the Lord will forgive them and bring them to the right path. This is the spirit of Christ, because Christ came on this earth because he felt sorry for us, that we are perishing, that the enemy was fooling us and tricking us all the time into committing sins and turning on our Lord through all kinds of tricks. And the Lord came to this earth and he took our sins upon himself so that he will get rid of them for us, so that he was willing to take the punishment for those sins upon his own self. And this is the kind of humility, of course, the extreme humility which he has shown to in everybody, being God himself, creator of all the visible and invisible world, creator and sustainer of our life, that he came and he took our sins upon us, upon himself, to free us from those sins. Are you and me, are we willing to take the sins of our close ones, whether they may be a wife or a husband or children or grandchildren or neighbors or fellows, countrymen and so on, or the whole world? Are we willing to do that? Well, when you look at it honestly, many times we can't even take a sin of our close ones, those who live with us. And because we cannot do that, we are only proving we don't have the love that we need to have for our Lord. Because if we love the Lord said that you will love your neighbor as thyself. And if you love the neighbor as thyself, then you will be called my disciples. And this is what we have to learn. And Saint Ephraim Syrian had made a wonderful writing, many writings. One of the wonderful writings which I strongly recommend everybody to read it periodically. This is the Psalter in the same system as the Psalter of King David, but he had written a Psalter of a New Testament, a Psalter of repentance. And try to pay attention to it with your heart. Bring your heart to that spot where you will be freed from the Pharisaical thinking, and where you will acquire some of the humility to know that you are a sinner that God came to save, and that no one is worse than you are. And you're going to say, well, Father, I'm not a fornicator, and I'm not a murderer, I don't steal, well, maybe you don't do those things, but you have absolutely no idea whether even that murderer or that thief or the drunkard man will not be able to repent truly of their sins and be able to make it to the kingdom of heaven. Well, you thinking that you have no great sins, but if you have already that sin of just judging others, that you may be judged by the Lord and not make it to the kingdom of heaven. So let's always humble ourselves and take the example of our saints as they have lived. None of the saints that we read in their lives, none of them had felt that they were good, because they knew that if Christ did not want to accept that the young man called him good, then and there's no way they could ever consider themselves as being good. We're all no good, but we can be good through the grace of our Lord. The Lord said to us in the scripture that there is no way that, my beloved, that we could be really saved except through the power of God. We do not have the strength to do it. When the Lord says, without me you can do nothing, just keep that remembering that. And today's gospel, daily gospel, we heard how the Lord is telling us that we are going to be betrayed by fathers and brothers and sisters and everybody, and that we are going to be brought before the governments and so on, and we're going to be tortured, and all kinds of things are going to be done with us because we believe in our Lord. Well, from the beginning of Christianity, this was happening. All those who have been preaching the word of the Lord Jesus Christ had been tortured one way or another, and most of them in the early Christians had went through these things. But not only in the early Christians, actually we have seen all that throughout all the centuries, that those who truly love God and the Lord allows them to be chastised here on this earth, to be able to go through fire and water, and as the silver is being purified or gold, and so the Lord allows us to go through all kinds of sorrows and sometimes tortures and many times with all kinds of sickness. Everybody goes through that, and if we accept it with the humility, and we can then truly even thank the Lord that the Lord is sending those things to purify us so that we'll make it to the kingdom of heaven. But in the second gospel, of course, for the Saint Ephraim the Syrian, there the Lord talks about that, come unto you, O ye heavenly laden and burdened, and I shall give you rest. And for my yoke is light, and we follow the Lord, we pick up our cross, and we accept whatever the Lord allows to happen to us without grumbling, without rebelling against it, but being able to truly thank the Lord that we know that whatever He allows us to happen, it happens to us only for our own good, for our growth, and so that we can strengthen our bond of love with Him and with our neighbors. Amen.